It's talking about a Zohar Parakei Mishnah Yud. Yayin Nefesh and Nafal Labor. Yayin Nefesh is spilled into a big bor full of yayin. Kulo Asar Ba'anah. All the yayin becomes Asar Ba'anah. Like we had earlier, even a small amount of yayin Nefesh that got mixed up into a lot of kosher wine, it would all be Asar Ba'anah. Now that's only if the yayin Nefesh is spilled from a big vessel. But if the yayin Nefesh is spilled from a small vessel, and it's spilled drop by drop into the bor of yayin, in such a case we would say Kama Kama Batal, like we saw in Mishnah Ches. Each drop would become bottle since it falls in drop by drop. Each drop when it falls in would become bottle, and all the subsequent drops would also be bottle, and the yayin would be mutter. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Amar Yimacher Kulo Lenachri Chut Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabbat. Rabban Shimon Gamliel argues with the Tanakhama. He says that the yayin nesach would not answer up all of the yayin. You can't drink the yayin, though. Instead, you can sell the yayin to a guy, and the money that you would receive from the guy for the yayin is mutter ba'anah, except for the equivalent amount that the yayin nesach was worth, the amount that the yayin nesach was put into the port was worth. That amount you cannot derive benefit from. Instead, you would take that amount of money that you received from the guy and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, but the rest of the money is mutter ba'anah. Now, that which the Tanakhama says, the yayin nesach that spills into a port of yayin, all of it becomes asur ba'anah, that's only by actual yayin nesach, yayin that we know for sure that was poured as an offering to an avodah zar, but stam yayinah, yayin that was touched by a guy that we don't know for sure that the guy had poured it as an offering to an avodah zar. Even though stam yayinim is asur ba'anah, but it's not as chamor as actual yayin. That's how the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that stam yayinim that falls into a bor of yayin, we would not say that the whole bor is asur ba'anah. Instead, we can do, as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel subscribed, we can sell all of the yayin to the guy, and we can derive benefit from the money that we received from the guy, except for the equivalent amount that the stam yayinim was worth. That amount we would throw in the Yam HaMelech, but the rest of the money is mutter ba'anah. A stone wine press that was tarred by a gut. And the normal way to tar a wine press was to put a little bit of wine in the tar to get rid of the steam that would rise up from the tar. And the wine that the gut puts in the tar would be yayin nesach and would be asur ba'anah. So if Yisrael wants to use this wine press, menagba bihi tahora. He would have to dry it off. He would have to dry it off with water and ashes. That would get rid of the little bit of wine that is in the tar, and then he would be allowed to use the wine press. Bishoates, a wooden wine press. Rebbe Omer Yinagi. Rebbe says that if the wooden wine press was tarred by a guy, also over here, you would dry it off with water and ashes to get rid of the wine that was put in the tar. The Chachamim Omerim Yiklop es Agas. The Chachamim say, by a wooden wine press, it doesn't suffice to simply dry it off with water and ashes. The reason being is that a wooden wine press is tarred more heavily than a stone wine press, so therefore there is more wine in the tar. So what you would have to do before Yisrael would use it is to peel off the tar. Only then could you use the wine press. Bishacheres, if the wine press is made from earthenware, afal pisha kalaf es azebes harezu asura. Even if you go ahead and peel off the tar, the wine press is still also to be used by Yisrael if it was tarred by a guy. The reason being is that by earthenware, the wine would penetrate the actual earthenware. It would get underneath the tar. So by simply peeling off the tar, that would not suffice. And the only way that you would be allowed to use a gash shocheret that was tarred by a guy is to do iroi. Iroi is to fill up the wine press for 3 straight days with water each day, exchanging the water after 3 days. Then you would be allowed to use the gash shocheret.